Political factions, the fly in the ointment. There is no getting around the fact that our founding fathers hated political factions. Federalist 10 eviscerates them, and P1 called them frightful despotism. That means our Abba Father hates political factions as well, knowing they are the work of the Nahas to conquer Earth. Our founding fathers knew what we see today would happen exactly as we see it. That is why Benjamin Franklin said to Mrs. Powell, "A republic if you can keep it." Notice he said, "If you can keep it." If it were not for the genius of our Abba Father's 1776 creation, the Nahas would have already won. How does the Nahas win? Capturing peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. Political factions are so ingrained today, after 100 years of the progressive PSYOP, that most people believe they are an integral part of the government. They are not. Under the Federal Election Campaign Act, FECA, a political party is defined as an association, committee, or organization that nominates candidates for election to public office and qualifies to appear on the election ballot as a party. Godly civics with the laws of nature reveals how to remove them from our government and redeem our Abba Father's 1776 creation without them for posterity. There is no time to change the election law for the 2026 election. We must use the red faction ballot slots as P4547 did. P4547 captured the red faction and made it his own, but he is gone in 2028. In 2026, with WePig 1787 candidates, the body of Christ can deliver supermajorities and make sure the 2028 election is about nothing but stewards and seekers of the laws of nature. Our Abba Father has revealed every scintilla of plunder and election fraud as our signal to engage. He has paved the way. The blue faction's depravity is so egregious that it should not exist by the 2026 election, and we cannot allow the red faction to claim that win by default. Our time is now. Starting in 1776, a bunch of godly humans defeated the British Empire, the king, in a battle to the death. The battle cry was, "Give me liberty or give me death." If by only checking a ballot box in glory to our Abba Father the body of Christ can't defeat today's king, the political factions serving their self-interests of power and plunder, godly civics can only see Genesis chapter 6 verse 6 ESV, "And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart." Again, we ask, today is our moment, like in Eden, who do we obey this time?